Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the theme, how to interpret scripture in 13 lessons. We can find it here on the internet. And did you know what we will talk about? A story from history. Here we have a piece of art painted by the Austrian artist Maximilian Janscher. It happened 500 years ago in the middle of Europe, in the Holy Roman Empire of the German nation. So this was the name for Germany in those days. Holy Roman Empire. Do you see the influence of Rome, the Roman Catholic Church? That's the name for Germany. German nation is at the end of this definition. A Diet at Speyer. It's on the River Rhine, 1526. 500 years ago. The emperor is afraid. He's 26 years old. He's the emperor, but from the east, the Turks, they are approaching. From the west, the French soldiers, they are approaching. And Germany in the middle, from both sides. We need every soldier. The princes are told, send your soldiers here, there. We must defend our territory. Otherwise we will be lost. I need every soldier. Every soldier I need. But there are five princes. Who had been at the Diet at Worms 5 years before. When Martin Luther had to speak there. And he should go back to the Roman Catholic Church. And they told him to be quiet again, to be a son of the Roman Catholic Church again. But he did not listen. And a new denomination was started. And these five princes were so impressed of the speech of Martin Luther, they became followers of him, followers of Jesus, of the Bible. Back to the roots, back to the Bible. If it's written in the Bible, then we want to be in harmony with it. If it is not written in the Bible, why should we do it? But the Roman Catholic Church teaches, forget about it. The Bible is our dogma, not what the Roman Catholic Church has as dogmas for us. So here was a shift from dogma to Bible first. Now when these five princes, the Bible princes, when they were asked for soldiers, they said, okay, we will send soldiers if we are allowed to follow our conscience and our faith in God. Oh no! The emperor, he did not want to allow this. He was Roman Catholic. He was married to the Roman Catholic Church. He was from the family of Habsburg. And the Habsburger, they were Catholic, Roman Catholics, 100%, not 99%. And these princes said, okay, if we're not allowed to, no soldiers. But then the Turks will come, and the people from France, the soldiers, and we will be lost. This will be the end of the Holy Roman Empire of the German nation. Yes, this will be the end. We all will die. Yes, we all will die. And no more Emperor Charles V. He was furious, the emperor. But in the end, he had to give up. He needed the soldiers, because the Turks were reality, and the French soldiers as well. So they got what they wanted, these Lutheran princes. 3 years afterwards, another diet at Speyer. The emperor was not there. He sent his brother, Ferdinand, from Vienna in Austria. And now the surprise. Addressed to these five evangelical princes, Lutheran princes. You have to go back to the Roman Catholic Church, otherwise you will die. Full stop. But in 3 years ago, we were allowed 3 years ago. This is history, past. Now is now. We are in the present. But, no but, you have to follow and obey the command of the emperor. That's it. No discussion at all. Or you will be dead. The Turks had been driven back. The French had been driven back. No, the emperor was strong again. Now he was Roman Catholic in his heart again. You go back to the church, or it's your end. There was much discussion. They did not want to give in. And then the decision was, in a year, at a diet in Augsburg, then it will be decided. Diet in Augsburg. No emperor. He sent his brother, Ferdinand II, from Austria, Vienna. 2 years younger than the emperor. He was 28. The brother of the emperor. And he knew what to say. You have to be Roman Catholic again, otherwise you know what will be your fate. Now these five princes, they had done something in advance. They did not just go there. They asked Melanchthon, the colleague of Martin Luther, to write a confession of the evangelical faith, the so-called Augsburg Confession, as we call it today. But it was a confession of the evangelical faith read in Augsburg, in the southern part of Germany, near Austria. And there, it was read. What they believed. What did they believe? We believe in the Bible, and in the Bible only, sola scriptura. And if a dogma of the Roman Catholic Church is not in harmony with the Bible, we dismiss it. As Luther said, we throw it into the Roman dustbin. Now, what to do? Bah. The brother of the emperor, he was furious. He didn't even show up. His throne was empty. No discussion. You have to be loyal to the emperor. Otherwise you will be killed. And these five princes said, we must obey God more than men. If you want to kill us, you kill us. we will not go back to the Roman Catholic Church. What? This was an explosion. 5 princes of Germany. They do not want to submit, to give in. And on this piece of art, we see this discussion. On this side, the Roman Catholic priests, cardinals, bishops, and so on. Do you see the eyes? You have to submit. Do you see this person? What should we do? What should we do with this stubborn princess? A good idea. Would be fine to have a good idea now. So we have told them they will be killed. They even then will not give in. So what more can you do? So this is the strongest point you can make. Then you will be dead. And they say, better dead than Roman Catholic. This is an explosion. So if these 5 had to leave the room, and then they discussed. And some said, well, we kill them. And others said, this is a civil war if we do that. A civil war in Germany. What will happen then? The Turks will hear about it. And the French will hear about it. And what will they do then? How will they act? They will approach Germany again. Because they hear a civil war. They fight against each other. That's the ideal time for attacking them. Oh no, that's too dangerous. And in the end, they gave in. And this was the victory for the Protestant faith. These 5 princes protested. And from this time on, they were called Protestants. Because they had protested when they were ordered to go back to the Roman Catholic Church. Better dead than being Roman Catholic. That was their vision. How to interpret Scripture? That's the theme in 13 lessons. I'm looking forward to meeting you. Amen.